best friends, Louis Armistead and Winfield Hancock, who had chosen to part ways before the war, each one fighting for something very different, yet each one fighting for what he believed in. But on this day, in 1863, the two men would come together again, Armistead leading his men across this field straight into Hancock's guns. The story captured the boy because the father told it as though he were there, could see it, could hear the guns, and he told the story with the passion the father brought to all his stories. But then the father was silent. The boy saw now that the father's attention had been captured by a low, squat stone marker against which lay a single miniature Confederate flag. In the silence, the boy read the inscription on the marker, which noted the place where Confederate General Louis Armistead had fallen on that July day in 1863. Then the boy realized that his father was crying. That boy was me. My father, Michael Shara, was so inspired by the experience of walking the ground at Gettysburg that he spent the next 7 years writing a novel about what happened there. That novel, published in 1974, was titled The Killer Angels. In my father's lifetime, The Killer Angels was never a particularly successful